Rise and protect knowledge. You can't ever just learn one thing. That is impossible. Not only is everything connected, you will connect it in a unique way. People say Newton had this powerful learning method, but he didn't. It looked difficult and powerful to strangers, but in his mind, he wasn't even following his curiosities. He was simply having fun. Real education is about having fun. In fact, jack of all trades and a master of none is an uneducated person's description of someone who is spiraling upwards in education while having fun. I think it is true for all that nobody sticks with a subject for long, because some weeks into it, they will begin missing some other talent. For example, a person programming may miss their art and tablet and pen, and a person painting may miss composing music. There comes a point when they are ready to switch, and they do, and they continue having fun. To someone shallow, that will seem like failure, but it is actually a growth spur. When a self-educated person switches subjects, they don't just resume where they left off, oh, hardly ever. They approach the subject they were longing for on a whole new level. It's incredible. It's magical. You can see how different this is from standardized schools. Standardized education is an uneducated person's idea of education. They send you through steps and you come out smarter. But the truth is, you were always that smart. It is that they just wasted years of your life. In most cases, they trick people out of real education. The students that graduate with more knowledge know more, not because they received an education, but because they allowed the teachers to force them into learning for praise, for good grades, for a promise of a career, for the promise of an easy life. But it was the worst kind of learning. It was out of sequence and at the wrong pace, and it was all cut up and void of joy. Standardized education is like telling an artist when to paint, what to paint, and when to finish. And under the threat of prison, of ridicule, of being held back 1 year and permanently marked as delayed, teachers pretending to teach to get at paychecks, and students pretending to learn by memorizing to get out of there, is not education. And because education is what separates us from cavemen or war and slavery, fake or ineffective education is as dangerous as ignoring climate change or watching population grow by 7 billion in the span of a single lifetime. But let us set dark imaginings aside. You are as brilliant and as capable as any genius. Above all, you are a citizen of the world, and you belong to no nation or cult. Go to the library. Find your first audiobook, if you haven't already. Maybe Bill Bryson, or Randall Monroe, or Carl Sagan, or Neil deGrasse Tyson. Begin your upward cycle of self-education and go all the way up until you become a great being.